everybody. Hey, Georgia. Okay, so it's not Craig today. And Finn's a bit embarrassed. But it's okay. Okay, so you've got me today. And we're going to have some fun, okay? So it's not too serious, all right? So I want you to ask a question or answer a question. I'm going to ask you one, okay? So you have to think about this, okay? So what is something that you find really hard to say no to, even though you know it's bad for you? So something that you find really hard to say no to, even though you know it's bad for you. Okay, Ferris. Like donuts in general, like just sweet stuff?
Yes.
Like loads of sweets? Yeah. Okay. What else, Finn? That's not... What do you think, Acacia?
Because your mom always says no.
It's not so bad for you, though. What about... What's bad for you, but... Yes, screens. Well done, Sienna. So when mommy says, I think you've been on those screens too long, turn them off. You know it's bad for you, but you're like, I kind of fancy another few minutes, or I just want to finish this game. Anything else? What about? Oh, there, Georgia, yeah. Chocolate. That's my dimple. Oh, my goodness, that's a good one, Georgia. I know I could eat chocolate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I know it's really bad. That's a great answer. Another answer. Oh, yes. Lollies, yeah. Lollies, I could eat these all day. Do you have a favourite? Ice cream, Sienna. Do you have a favourite lolly? Vanilla. Yeah, vanilla ice cream's my favourite too. It is good for you, that's the point. Acacia, I was thinking about you when I was writing this, thinking about sleep. Acacia had a sleepover last night, and you might be, you know, staying up a wee bit longer, kind of is really, really tempting, isn't it? Even though you know you shouldn't. So today I'm going to talk a wee bit about temptation. And you might have heard of the word temptation. You know, like in the Lord's Prayer, we talk about temptation. Yeah, so you might know the word, but basically I'm going to talk about that. But temptation is when we really know that something isn't good for us or that we shouldn't do something, but we really want to do it anyway. So that's what temptation is. But I'm going to bring this to life in an example, okay? So I need a volunteer. Any non-mechans? No. Okay, Finn, come on. Don't worry, don't worry.
Sienna grabbed me.
I heard, saw that, Finn. Okay, so Finn, what are these? These are donuts. So Finn, these are yummy, fresh, sticky, sugary donuts, right? And I have a challenge for you.
I don't even want to eat them.
Well, I have a challenge for you. I want you to try to eat this whole donut without licking your lips. Okay, no lips to be licked for the whole thing, all right?
Can I go?
Yeah. No, 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 no. That's one way of getting rid of it. I'm watching. Did you stand forward so everyone can see those lips? Let me see those lips. I want to see that tongue. No, no, yeah. You have to stay here. We have to make sure that you're not licking your lips. Okay, keep eating. Keep chewing. I know your tongue just wants to go out there and... No! Spotted. Epic fail, Finn. Okay, one more.
I was polite and mannered.
Oh, sorry, Acacia. There'll be loads of donuts afterwards, okay? Yeah, okay, go. Okay, don't do a Finn, okay? Please. No, 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 no. Easy, easy, easy. I don't want you to be choking. Okay. Now, everyone needs to see your... Make sure your tongue's inside your head, not on your lips. No, now keep it in your mouth. Oh, that's hard. Oh no, I don't know if that, does that count? It's not a tongue. He doesn't want to. I think you're hiding, licking then, Paris. This is me saying, don't talk with your mouth full. Don't laugh with your mouth full. No, is that tongue in your mouth? I haven't quite. No, be careful, be careful. Easy. This is hard, isn't it? Your tongue just wants to go out there and lick the. Oh! Okay. No, not. There's more donuts. You can have them later. So basically, very good, guys. So, you know, it was really hard, wasn't it? And that's kind of what temptation is like. So temptation is really, really hard. It's, you know, it's like trying not to lick your lips when you're eating a donut. Ultimately, that's what temptation is, okay? But there is good news. So God knows that temptation is really tough. And he doesn't make us face it on our own. So he sends the Holy Spirit to come and help us whenever we're tempted. Has anyone heard of the Holy Spirit? Yeah, maybe Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maybe in that context when you're learning about the Trinity. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit is like a little voice inside our heads that kind of helps us to do the right thing and gives us the strength to do it. But that wee voice, guys, can be really quiet, really, really quiet and really hard to hear. So we have to really listen really carefully for that voice because it's really hard to hear sometimes. And that wee voice might, so say we're really tempted to do something, that wee voice in our head might be saying things to us like, that's really not a good idea, or you can walk away. Even if all your friends are doing it and you know it's wrong and you're really tempted to do it, but the Holy Spirit's saying to us, it's okay, you don't have to do this. You know it's wrong. Just walk away. Okay? So that means that, you know, the Holy Spirit can help us to say no and not get involved, okay? So next time you feel tempted, think about the donut test, okay? Think about not licking your lips and think about the fact that the Holy Spirit is there to help us and guide us, okay? And really help us to say no and make the right choices. All right. So will we pray together? Okay, that's a wee prayer. Dear God, thank you for loving us and giving us your Holy Spirit. Please help us to listen to his voice and choose what's right, even when it's hard. Amen.
So we're talking about temptation, and Jill has given us some really good examples of resisting temptation. And I'm sure it would sound familiar, especially if you've been on a diet and you were offered one of those donuts and you would say, no, thank you, that's not for me, or I'm being good. And in a way, the line, the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, is a bit like that. We're saying to God, help me to say no when I need to. But temptation is bigger than sweets and snacks. It can be anything that pulls us away from what's good, what's right, and what brings us closer to God. And the truth is, we all face temptation, even Jesus did. The Lord's Prayer comes right after Jesus was tempted in the desert when he faced three temptations from the devil. In Matthew, Jesus was led into the desert where he was tempted. He hadn't eaten in 40 days, so he was hungry, tired, and alone. And that's when the devil came. Isn't it often the case that temptation comes when we're feeling low or weak and more likely to believe a lie? Jesus was tempted three times. First, to turn stone into bread, then to throw himself off a high place to test God, and finally to bow down and worship the devil in exchange for the whole world. But every single time, Jesus fights back with the truth. He quotes Deuteronomy not once, not twice, but three times, showing us that the truth of God's word is powerful enough to resist every lie. He doesn't argue or try to explain himself. He simply says what's true. He shows us how to respond with truth, with trust, and with love for God. When tempted to turn stone into bread, he says, Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. When tempted to jump off the temple, he quotes scripture again. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. When offered the whole world, if he bowed down, he said, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Jesus resists temptation, not just by saying no, but by saying yes to God's truth. Go ahead. There we are. Thomas Chalmers says something that helps us understand this a little bit more. He reminds us that we don't just fight temptation by willpower, but by loving Jesus more than the thing we are tempted by. He calls this the expulsive power of a new affection. In other words, if you want to let go of something, you need to be holding on to something better. And that's what grace does. Timothy Keller expands on this and explains, the gospel isn't just how we're saved, it's how we're changed. The same grace that forgives us also trains us to say no to sin. God gives us this promise in James 4:7-8. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. The devil wants us to feel trapped, like we have no choice. But God says, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. When we run to Jesus, the enemy runs away. So when we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, we're not just asking God to help us to be good. We're asking him to keep our hearts close to him, to help us love what's true and right, to remind us that Jesus already faced temptation and won. When you feel tempted, just remember, oh, you're not alone. Does this work? Jesus has been there. He knows how it feels. And his love gives you the strength to say no to temptation and the joy of saying yes to him. Last week, Bear Grylls wrote an article for The Times called To Be Fully Understood, the Christian Faith Must Be Tried. It's a very good article and I really recommend you read it, but I am going to spoil the end because it relates so well to what we've just been thinking about. He wrote, in years gone by, I have ignored my faith and tried to do life without it. I have tried to be strong only in myself, but I have found that my heart is restless until I open the door to Christ again. I have discovered that we lose our power when we try to live on our own strength alone. I really need his helping hand, his peace within, and that quiet assurance. Does that make my faith a crutch? Maybe. But what does a crutch do? It helps us stand and walk on in life, even when we have wounds and hurts. So be brave, bend the knee, close your eyes, and ask for help. It's a beautiful, humble, powerful thing to do. We have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I'm going to pray for us and then we are going to finish with our last hymn and then I think Andrew's coming back up. Heavenly Father, thank you that we are never alone in our struggles. Thank you that Jesus understands what it's like to be tempted and that he stood firm. Help us to love you more than the things that pull us away from you. Give us strength to say no to temptation and joy as we say yes to you. Draw near to us, Lord, as we draw near to you. Help us to remember your truth, rely on your grace, and walk each day with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.